Good afternoon. I'd like to bring to order the House Committee on Consumer Protection, Wednesday, March 4th, 2009. Committee, today we're going to start out with House Bill 2673. And with that, I'm going to open a public. Excuse me. We're opening up with House Bill 2658. Excuse me.
You're
2658. Open a public hearing on House Bill 2658. Victoria, would you give us a brief summary of the bill, please?
Yes, Mr. Chair and members, House Bill 2658 requires dental technicians to provide dentists and patients with country where oral prostheses were manufactured upon request.
Thank you. And up first, we have from the Oregon Dental Association couple of testifiers in support of the bill.
I'm Daniel Soce. I'm a dentist here in Salem, and I'm representative of the Oregon Dental Association. We bring this bill today to give transparency to appliances and things that are our patients wear in their mouths. And it's pretty straightforward. The upon request, a person can find out where the country of origin came from. It's kind of a topical item right now, and as I said in my, I know where my oranges come from, I know where my underwear comes from, let's know where my dentures come from, or my crowns, or whatever. That's the gist of the whole thing.
That's the gist of the whole thing. I'm going to ask you a question, and
please do.
I'm curious as to, with that information that you provide people with where the dentures come from, is that all the information that that you're requesting to make available
at this time? And in fact, I have patients that ask me if to use certain labs. Maybe their brother has a lab or dental lab or things like that, or they have. I haven't had anybody said ask for a made in Oregon product yet, but that's out there probably.
Mm-hmm.
All right, any other questions?
Representative Krieger.
Mr. Chair, after yesterday and the meeting before about chemicals and what's in what compounds are used to make things, do in different countries or different states, do they use different composites to make these devices?
I'm not an expert on that, but I think that there's a I used to work in a dental lab, and you get a proprietary product that you melt down and or you use or you put together, and it comes out of a package from some, you know, manufacturing thing. This bill doesn't really address that.
Just where it's made.
Just where it's made.
And not what it's made out of.
Yeah. That's of interest, but we're just going to do one step at a time.
Probably more of interest than
indeed. Yeah. Well, certainly it seems like consumers might, have a preference to having something that was made here locally, and maybe, you know, this bill would help them get that information.
Especially in the economic times, one thing that I don't, that's just a comment. That's not.
Representative Barton.
Oh, God. Mr. Chair, I'll pass.
Thank you.
He's dreading his first time at the dentist.
Other questions?
you may know where the equipment comes from.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Other discussion from the committee? Representative Wingard?
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Right.
Help me understand the reason for this bill. I mean, obviously we're adding a regulatory burden, and I'm trying to figure out why.
I think that there's a greater awareness of where products come from, and a concern, or an interest, or say a made in Oregon kind of product, and I think that is sort of a way that adds transparency to our kind of mysterious program. When you go to the dentist, it's all a mystery. And here, if they have a question, we can answer it. And right now, dentists cannot answer any of those questions. We don't know where it comes from necessarily. we mail it off to, you know, a post office box somewhere, I have somebody here in town that I work with, but there are different techniques. I send one product to California. It's just a transparency thing that I think is... Pardon?
Chair Holvey, members of the committee, my name is Margie Hoffman. I also represent the Oregon Dental Association, and thank you very much for your time today in considering this piece of legislation before you. Chair Holvey, Representative Winger, this bill came about because actually Alan Tresidder, my boss, was at the dentist, and his dentist actually requested that we move forward with this because he didn't realize that some of the products that he was putting in people's mouths were not manufactured in the United States. So we just believe that the consumer and also the dentists who serve the consumer have a right to request to know the country of origin of where products are made that they're placing in people's mouths.
Follow up, Mr. Chair.
Representative Weyard.
Help me understand why knowing that a product came from Brazil or Mexico or Canada, A, that I'd be that interested in it and what that would actually tell me. And then my second question is, if I can, Mr. Chair, is if assuming the product has a number of components or may have started as material in one place and been shipped somewhere else to be further made into something else and have another thing added to it, is it even accurate to say that it came from Brazil? That may be the last stop what the finished product itself, that may have been where it was shipped from. But again, unless I can understand why it is I want to have this information, knowing that some company in Brazil were the last ones to touch this thing before it came to me, I'm just not sure what exactly I have learned by having that information when it may have been made 90% of materials from China.
And Chair Holvey, members, Representative Wingard, I think it's a really good question. And I don't know, you know, I don't have a sense of who wants this information. It's just about people's ability to know where their dental prostheses are manufactured. So came about a very simple question that Alan's dentist had, and we think that consumers have a right to know where their products are manufactured.
I was working this morning and this afternoon in the office, and I was talking about this, and patients were kind of shocked that this wasn't out there. And this is, and I was just talking, as they were waiting in here, they're, why are you here? I said, well, we're talking about where dental prosthetic devices and materials come from. And we don't know that.
Certainly we know that about a lot of products we buy, whether they're made in the USA or made in China or made in Mexico, and being able to request that seems reasonable to me, and certainly when I go to the dentist, I would probably want to know if my product was made in China, which, you know, it might give me pause, you know, to have it put in my mouth as opposed to something made in the USA. So I think that's pretty basic, Bill. I think we got something that's pretty easy to consider in front of us, committee. I'm inclined to work this bill right now, and not seeing any major objections to it.
Mr. Chair, are you ready?
Any other comments? Representative Wagner.
Just a quick question, since we have a doctor here. Doctor, do you know what's in the devices you're putting in someone's mouth when they get a prosthetic? The materials
some,
that are in it?
Because
that's something
yes.
that would concern me.
Some labs, we get a little thing, and this isn't addressing that, but we get a little sticker that says what the products are in it. A Dentaloy is the name of the product. It's a deal, and it comes from the people who supply the stuff to the labs. That's crowns and things like that, yeah. Not all labs. I mean, that's just the labs I use.
Representative Gilliam.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think I might have something in my throat. Excuse me.
I know CPR.
Something in your mouth?
Have there, without, you know,
I know nothing.
Picking on a particular product outside this country, but have you had experience where there's a trend of inferior, dangerous, hazardous,
annoying
products coming from other countries?
But we do have, there are trends about people having, it's not allergic, but reaction to nickel and beryllium are two metals that people definitely you put a nickel on your skin and you and some people react to that, and that's nickel has been one of the dental products in removable appliances and different things. So there is a history, and it's growing as we become, you know, a smaller world, and not the patients can have access to the internet and the dentist can get the we realize that there are more out there that who haven't reported themselves. So it is a concern. It's a growing concern. We're aware of that, and we the dental research is looking at that all the time. This doesn't really address that, but it's it just kind of where did this thing come from?
Follow up.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So additional information, perhaps not critical, but nonetheless, more transparency could help you if you were interested in defective or comparing products. You could start with, where is it made?
Where is it coming
from? And it might have something to do with what it's made of, nickel or whatever, it might not.
We're not really addressing that in this thing, but yes, that would be, this is a kind of a first step to kind of clarifying where you go for answers.
Thank you.
Other questions? Not seeing any right now. I'm going to recess for about 1 minute.